An AI model built by Anthropic just forced the Trump White House to reverse course on safety regulation. And the same company is simultaneously in talks to raise $50 billion at a valuation approaching $1 trillion. Welcome to iSkimIQ Weekly Digest. I'm Alice, your host, joined as always by Max. It is week 19 of 2026, and I genuinely don't know where to start. This week had the kind of density where every story would have led any other week. Max, you looked at the same briefing I did. What hit you first?
Honestly, the Five Eyes thing. Intelligence agencies from five countries sitting down together to write a document that basically says, please do not give your AI agent a credit card and a set of admin privileges. In the same week that AWS literally gave AI agents a credit card and a set of admin privileges.
That tension is really the spine of the whole week, and we're going to come back to it. But let's go biggest headline first, which is Anthropic, because Anthropic is everywhere this week for very different reasons.
Right? The funding number alone is staggering. $50 billion in a single round.
$50 billion. Valuation reportedly approaching $900 billion. The Financial Times broke it. Multiple outlets confirm the talks are advanced. To put that in perspective, if this closes anywhere near that figure, Anthropic would be one of the most valuable private companies in human history. And here's what makes it interesting. Anthropic is not primarily a product company in the way OpenAI is. It started as a safety lab. So the market is essentially pricing in the possibility that they build AGI, not just the revenue from Claude subscriptions.
Which raises an obvious question. What does $900 billion actually buy you? Like, what's the investment thesis? Surely not Claude's current revenue.
Not even close, by most analyst estimates. But Claude is now embedded in Microsoft 365 Copilot, in FAS banking infrastructure, in dozens of enterprise workflows. The commercial footprint is real and growing fast. There's also a rumored IPO potentially before year-end at a $1 trillion valuation. So what you're buying is the option. The chance that Anthropic is one of the two or three organizations that actually gets to the frontier of what AI can do. And some investors clearly think that option is worth enormous sums.
And then the same week, their Mythos model becomes a political event. That's a remarkable double act for one company in 7 days.
Remarkable is the right word. So Mythos, this is an Anthropic model specifically built to reason about cybersecurity. And when they demonstrated its capabilities, what the model could do was identify exploitable software vulnerabilities and generate working exploits at a rate that would, according to security researchers, completely overwhelm conventional patching workflows. It's not just finding bugs, it's finding them faster than human teams can fix them.
And the White House, which had been calling AI safety guardrails woke regulation for months, just flipped.
Flipped. Moved to revive pre-release safety testing requirements. Struck voluntary agreements with Google, Microsoft, and xAI under this new framework called KYSI. It is one of the most dramatic examples I can think of where a specific capability demonstration moved policy faster than years of advocacy had. Senator Bernie Sanders simultaneously convened a session with Chinese AI researchers to argue for U.S.-China safety cooperation, which clashed completely with the dominant competition narrative, but actually got unusual traction precisely because Mythos had just made the risks concrete and visible.
There's a meta lesson there, right? Abstract arguments about AI risk don't move politicians. Showing them a machine that can hack systems in real time apparently does.
Exactly. And the Pentagon's reported discomfort with Anthropic's own disclosure that Mythos shows early signs of self-improvement, that added another layer of urgency that nobody in Washington could easily dismiss. Okay, let's move to the story that I think will have the most practical impact on enterprise AI teams over the next 6 months, which is what AWS just launched.
Agent Core Payments, an AI agent with its own wallet. Walk me through what this actually means in practice.
So Amazon Bedrock already lets you build AI agents, systems that can take sequences of actions autonomously. Agent Core Payments, built with Coinbase and Stripe, adds the ability for those agents to make purchases mid-task, paying for API access, licensing content, spinning up additional compute, all without a human approving each individual transaction. The commercial logic is clear. there are entire categories of automation that were bottlenecked on human approval loops, and this removes that bottleneck.
But you can see why the Five Eyes document landed the same week with very different energy.
Very different energy. The Five Eyes guidance, CISA, NSA, the UK's NCSC, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all together, specifically calls out prompt injection as a risk where an attacker can manipulate an agent's instructions and redirect its actions. Research published this same week showed prompt injection can already lead to remote code execution in existing agent frameworks. Now add payment capabilities to that. A compromised agent can now also drain budgets or make unauthorized purchases. AWS did open source something called a trusted remote execution runtime that gates every system call with a policy layer, which seems at least partially responsive to exactly these concerns. But the gap between what's being deployed and what security infrastructure exists to govern it is real.
And it's not just security. There was a finding this week about the sheer cost of running agents, right? Browser-based ones specifically.
Yes. Research showed that agents navigating websites via browser automation consume 45 times more tokens than API-based equivalents doing the same task. 45 times. So you've got a security calculus and an economic calculus that both just got newly complicated. The Five Eyes document recommends least privilege principles for agent tool access, human checkpoints for irreversible actions, and not connecting agents directly to sensitive data without policy-gated intermediaries. Navin's CTO publicly declared this week that organizations should stop using LLMs and just use agentic systems, which is bold advice given all of this.
Okay, let's talk hardware, because the market moves this week were genuinely dramatic.
AMD had a week. First quarter earnings beat expectations. Second quarter revenue forecast accelerating to 46% year-over-year growth on data center chip demand. Shares jumped 16% in a single day, and they unveiled the MI350P, a PCIe AI accelerator with 144 gigabytes of HBM3E memory that AMD claims is roughly 40% faster in theoretical compute than NVIDIA's H200 NVL competitor. That claim needs independent validation, but even the existence of a credible challenger to NVIDIA at this level is significant.
And then SpaceX drops a $55 billion chip factory announcement. Is that real? That number is almost hard to process.
Details are sparse. SpaceX hasn't given a full technical breakdown, but the announcement is real, and the number would rank it among the largest single industrial investments in US history if it's realized. What it signals is the direction. The largest players in AI are moving toward vertical integration of the entire stack, compute, energy, and now semiconductor fabrication. NVIDIA's own capital deployment this week underlined the same logic. A $3.2 billion deal with Corning for optical fiber manufacturing, a $2.1 billion investment in data center operator iREN for up to 5 gigawatts of AI infrastructure. A Bernstein analyst described AI agent-driven chip demand as going, quote, off the charts, with supply unable to keep pace. NVIDIA's B300 servers are reportedly selling in China for over $1 million per system.
Samsung crossing a $1 trillion market cap on memory demand in the same week. This is a whole industry riding one wave.
It really is. And the TSMC energy crunch in Taiwan is the physical constraint that doesn't get enough attention. They're scrambling to develop wind power just to sustain current chip production rates. The infrastructure race is now a resources race in ways that aren't purely financial. All right, let's zoom out to trends, because there's a pattern across all of this that I think is worth naming clearly.
The tension between expansion and governance feels like it's not going to resolve anytime soon. Every story this week had that shape. Here's a powerful new capability. Here's why we're not ready to govern it.
Right. And the Mythos story actually offers a clue about how that tension might get resolved. Not through abstract policy debate, but through specific capability demonstrations that make the stakes undeniable. The question is whether the governance infrastructure can move fast enough after those moments, or whether it always arrives one demonstration too late.
The financialization angle is the other thing that struck me. We're not talking about software valuations anymore. 50 billion fundraisers, 55 billion chip factories. This is being priced like energy infrastructure or telecommunications. Like the internet backbone in the late 90s, except the capital is arriving much faster.
And that creates its own pressure. When that much capital is committed, the incentive to deploy quickly, regardless of readiness, becomes enormous, which is exactly the dynamic the Five Eyes agencies are worried about. One thing I'll flag for next week, the image and video generation market quietly had a signal this week that deserves more attention. Research showed image and video feature launches drive more than 6.5 times more mobile app downloads than text-based chatbot updates. The primary consumer interface for AI may be shifting from conversation to visual output, and that has implications for everything from model architecture to copyright law to how we think about AI literacy.
And the agentic AI policy space. China published a formal policy framework treating agents as digital infrastructure this week. That's a geopolitical framing that's going to shape the competition narrative going forward. Worth watching how Washington responds.
Agreed. The governance race and the capability race are converging, and week 19 may genuinely be the week we look back on as the moment that became undeniable. That was week 19, a week where a single AI model shifted US policy, another gave machines a bank account, and the financial stakes of the AI race reached numbers that would have sounded like science fiction 3 years ago. That's your weekly digest. I'm Alice with Max. See you next Sunday. If you enjoy the podcast, you can buy me a coffee. You'll find the link on this episode's page on the website.